I'm Deborah J.M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com, Tuesday, March 17, 2009. The issue of embryonic stem cell research. It is not about what can or cannot be accomplished. Written by yours truly, InformingChristians.com. And shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Psalm 106:38, King James Version. The issue of embryonic stem cell research, which all too often gets lost, is that it does not matter if the entire human race could have cures for all that ails them by using these stem cells. No matter what the outcome of such research could be, it simply is barbaric to create a life in order to take that life's cells, which would have grown into that life's body parts. It is quite literally harvesting body parts from live human beings. It is harvesting because the life has to be created and taken at just the right time to pick those stem cells before they actually turn into the baby body parts. The scientific definition of life is when one, two, or all three of the following are present: cell growth, cell division, and/or cell multiplication. Hence, there is life at conception. And that life is human. Now, on the issue of adult stem cell research, much has been accomplished for decades. Many do not realize that all stem cells that are not embryonic stem cells are, in fact, adult stem cells. This includes umbilical cord stem cells, which there are plenty of. The U.S. Constitution upholds the rights laid out in the Declaration of Independence, one of which is a right to life. Our founding fathers declared the time that they signed it the year of the independence of the United States of America. If you do not understand this, please see the article, which is linked to both this article and on the front page of informingchristians.com. It is titled "The Framework of the U.S. Constitution Revealed." God has more than supplied all our needs to end abortion in this land. God's Word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." God is talking to His people. These are people who are born again believers in Jesus Christ. I'm Deborah J.M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com, also known as DeborahJMSmith.com. Thank you for listening.